Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgooi met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke week saand tussen 6 en 7.
Nou daar het oor Desember 'n baie interessante artikel op Netwerk 24 verskyn oor 'n geveg tussen 'n Suid-Afrikaanse entrepreneur en die Franse regering. En dit is waarlik 'n stryd tussen David en Goliath. Nou die saak is tussen die entrepreneur Nicolas van den Berg en sy besigheid Redline. En hy het meer as 'n dekade gelede 'n ooreenkoms met die Franse regering bereik om blaastoestelle te vervaardig wat Franse motoriste volgens nuwe regulasies in hulle voertuie moes hê om hulle alkoholvlakke te meet. Nou dit volg nadat die Franse hierdie regulasies uitgevaardig het dat elke motor 2 van hierdie toestelle moet hê. Die Franse publiek het egter gesê oor ons dooie liggame en geweier om dit te doen en die regulasies is toe opgeskort. Maar dit het dramatiese negatiewe gevolge vir Van den Berg en Redline gehad en hulle vat nou die Franse hof toe en eis 245 miljoen rand by hulle. Nicolas van den Berg is op die lyn. Hy is die hoof van Redline. Nicolas, thank you so much for your time. I just given a very short summary of what happened, but can you give us a slightly more detailed account? For example, when did your negotiations with the French start?
Yes, ek wou net eerste verskoning vra vir al die luisteraars dat ek die saak in Engels moet bespreek, omdat het teen die saak doen die Franse in die hoof rechtshof van Engels is. So, apologies and good evening to all of you.
So, right. Where did it start? So,
it started in early in 2011, actually, when the main people from the French government who were in charge of the new regulations which were coming in, came to see me at a meeting in Cape Town. And at that meeting, they told me that the Sarkozy government was bringing in that decree where every vehicle in France and traveling through France had to have two, what they call NF, Norme Francais, the French quality standard, which is globally accepted in their vehicles at all times, and every vehicle coming from Europe through France had to have the two. And there were only two manufacturers at the time of the Norme Francais qualified breathalyzer to be able to sell in France. So I agreed I had to take this contract on personally because of the magnitude of the commitment required. And in 2012, Sarkozy brought the a decree into being that had to have an 11 euros on the spot fine. And Rake, as you can imagine, to get, you know, 40, 50, 60 million breathalyzers as quickly as possible into the French market, I had to invest millions and millions and millions of rand and credit on that in order to raise the volume that the factory could make. And an important point here is that I decided not to automate because I wanted to employ South African people, and I employed over 1,500 previously disadvantaged females, and Rake, they were sleeping in the alley overnight to get work. And that's one of the problems when the French never carried out their side of the bargain of the contract that I entered into with them to implement the fine. I had to retrench them. And, you know, they were working mothers, and, yeah, it was a tragedy.
But did you have a signed contract?
Yeah, I had a contract. It was a verbal, oral, partly tacit contract, which is perfectly legal in terms of South African law. And I went through every single authoritative book on contracts, and I complied with every single point. There's no question about it. There was a contract.
And what's the attitude of the French? Did they just tell you, listen, take a hike, or was there another process?
No. The French actually, I then sued them, as you know, because they never, the contract was that they would implement the fine for the decree and that I would supply them at least 40 million testers within a 12-month period. I did that, and the turnover that I generated was about just over 200 million rand, ZAR, and they never implemented the fine. Now, we're dealing with France, okay? It's not, it's a significant country, and one assumes and expected that they will comply with their contractual arrangements, which they never did. Now they're trying to hide behind general immunity because they didn't have to implement a fine, which is absolute nonsense. And they're sort of claiming this sovereign authority. Well, it's nonsense, because what is sovereign authority? It is, let's look at Biden. He's just pardoned a whole lot of people from death row. We look at Trump, and he's, I bet you he's going to pardon all those people that marched on the Capitol. That's sovereign authority. Sovereign authority does not allow you to renege on your contractual arrangements with South Africans in any way. And it's perfectly correct and normal for a foreign state to enter into contracts for the supply of goods here or in any other country. And that's the contract they entered into, and they never carried out their side of the contract. And this hiding behind immunity is absolute nonsense. That is why I've taken them on.
When do you foresee, you've been in and out of courts now for a while, but on technical reasons, but when do you foresee a court, you know, adjudicating on the merits of the case?
Well, that's the thing I think that the French are trying to avoid, because of all the detail. The next hearing will be just to remove their immunity, which I'm confident I'll be able to do, and then we will have a final war court date. I've got over 1,000 documents as evidence. I'm ready for it.
Nicholas, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Nicholas van der Berg. Hy is hoof van Redline. Nerina, ek dink baie Suid-Afrikaners gaan sê, luister, ons staan agter Nicholas. Dit is 'n interessante storie.
Dit is. Ek dink die groot uitdaging is, dis 'n regte David Goliat tipe van storie hierdie. Dit maak amper nie saak in hoe mate 'n mens seker is van die feite van die saak en weet dat jy aan die regte kant is nie. Dit moet deur 'n regsproses gaan en daardie regsproses kos 'n klomp geld. En as daardie regsproses deur 'n Suid-Afrikaanse maatskappy of individu in euros betaal moet word, word daai rekening baie vinnig, baie groter. En ek dink op die eind van die dag kom het neer op hoe diep is jou sakke, hoe lank kan jy aanhou om te beklei vir wat reg is, en op watter stadium is die groot Goliatse sakke net eenvoudig te diep vir jou.
Absoluut, maar is my interessant dat jy so groot kontrak het wat nie geskrewe is nie.
Ja.
Miskien weer eens, is 'n interessante ontwikkeling en dit gaan seker ook, maar soos hy sê, hy is reg, dit is 'n bindende kontrak as dit verbaal is.
Ja.
Ongelukkig gaan ons dit daarmee los. Ek het nou nie vanavond uitgekom by Pieter Geldenhuis om te gesels oor Microsoft se 1,5 triljoen rand belegging in kunsmatige intelligensiesentrums nie. Ek dink ons sal volgende week daaroor gesels. En daarmee moet ons groet. Nerina, baie dankie vir jou tyd en dankie dat jy ingekom het.
Dit is my plesier.
Dit was Nerina Visser van ETF SA. En daarmee groet ons van my Ryk van die Kerk en die Moneyweb span. Dankie vir die saamluister.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za. Of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.